At the time of death, the mind encountering death can be of two types: the grosser level of mind and the subtle level of mind. At the grosser level of mind, the friends around you at the time of death can help in cultivating certain positive attitudes. But when you enter into the subtle level of mind, your external friends are of no help. It is the kind of positive habituations, whatever you might have in your present life or lives before, that will be taken into account. From a young age, you should get acquainted with death and how to experience the different states of the mental process in the dissolution of the mind. And if possible, make yourself familiar with them through daily meditation and visualization. Instead of fear of death, you may develop an understanding of it. Many years of preparation are needed. Once you have the experience of the deeper and subtle mind through meditation, then finally, when the real opportunity arises, you can actually control the process of death. That, of course, cannot be done by everyone. It can be practiced only by those who have reached a higher level of practice. The most important and powerful practice is to remember bodhicitta, the infinite altruism. Even though I do different deity yogas in my daily practice, I have more conviction in remembering bodhicitta at the time of death. Although I have not fully developed bodhicitta, I still feel it has some closeness with death. So at the time of death, concentrate on bodhicitta as much as you can. The practice of bodhicitta means cultivating an altruistic mind, wishing to achieve Buddhahood for all suffering sentient beings. It is very, very powerful. If you are able to cultivate this kind of mind, even at the level of aspiration, it will definitely leave a strong imprint and impact. With regard to tantric practices, you may practice certain visualizations and the recitation of certain mantras and so forth. But if these tantric practices are not conjoined with other requisite practices, they will often lead to bad results. In conclusion, practices such as bodhicitta automatically bring calmness at the time of death. From the Buddhist viewpoint, the mind at the time of death is at a very critical stage. And if you are able to leave a strong, positive impact at the time of death, that impact will become a very powerful force in continuing a positive experience in the next life. That is for certain. For Buddhist practitioners, that is how you can have a meaningful life and face death. So the experience we will have at the time of death, whether it will be a positive or negative experience, is very much dependent on how we live our life. The most important thing is that our daily life should be meaningful, positive, and we should live well and happily.